Everybody breathe into that sacred space that Diana just claimed for us, yes?
Yes.
So I have some questions for you this morning before I start my talk. I try to do that. So one of my questions is, are you willing to expand your spiritual vision this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, a couple of you? Good. Is there any more that are willing to expand their spiritual vision?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. Are you willing to focus on your own personal power and your creativity today?
Yes.
Yes? How about you on Facebook land? Do I see a yes on the screen? Everybody breathe into that space. Are you willing to be lifted up today? You already were. Diana already lifted you up and expand you into new ideas. Yes?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. So let's see where we're going to go with this today, okay? Today we are looking at discovering how one power, infinite connections, works personally in each and every one of our lives. That's what our topic is today, one power, which you did so well. See, we know that there's only one power, and Diana said it in the song, by whatever name you are comfortable with. That's a really important. I love the word God, but a lot of people don't care for that word. Or creator, maybe that's your word. Beloved, Father, Spirit, whatever you are comfortable with is what you want to use. We are an individualized, unique expression of this one infinite creator. Now, we're going to work on this one today, okay? Good. And simply put, we are each individualized, unique power plant, a power grid grounded in God. I like that idea of a power grid because let's just stop in this moment and think of our brothers and sisters in Texas and in the South. And know right where they are, God is. That there is a power moving through those communities that are awakening the power grid. We are each a power plant radiating our uniqueness as individualized expressions. Okay, do you get that? You are a power plant, yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right, now I'm going to get the flip chart and show you how that works. Okay, I want to make sure that Facebook land gets to see this. Let's see what I'm doing. And you know, I have this really great, I'm going to have to move that a little bit. We didn't practice this with the, is it okay?
Yeah.
Good? Okay, I fit. All right, let's see if you can see that. All right, so here we are, one power. Infinite connections. Aren't we cute?
We are.
Okay. But first I want you to look at this, that we're totally grounded as this power plant in the grace, in the love, in the magnificence of God. We're planted in it. We cannot be outside of it. It is the life that lives within us that surfaces and renews and strengthens us. Yes?
Yes.
Everybody
yes.
Get that? So what I've got is some words here because what the energy of our being, our roots which we come in with, are grounded in God. That's where our power is. That's where our inspiration is. That's where our guidance is. That's where our faith is, our creativity, our trust, our wisdom. Yes?
Yes.
Y'all get that? Cute. Aren't we cute? I think we're really cute. This is, I believe, a really important thing. As I was doing this, I talked to Diana, and I had a different way of looking at this. But with all the power grids that are breaking down right now, I think that it's really important that we see ourselves as this powerful presence that it, we're anchored in it. It's our life force, you guys. We can never be separate from it. However, everybody breathe. We can cut ourselves off from it. Anybody?
Yeah.
I have. Maybe once or twice. Okay. And we can cut ourselves off by feeling personally responsible, that this is mine to do. Mine to do. That's right. Oh, well. Okay? That it's all about me. I live by myself. I live I'm responsible for everything that happens in my life. Anybody?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't live by myself. What I'm saying is, we think at times that it's all about me, yes, or all about you. These are past effects. They are old hurts. Anybody living in an old hurt lately? Okay. Or judgment. Ooh, God bless us. Anger. Feeling very alone, feeling limited. Everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that cuts us off, and we think then God doesn't exist. We're saying there's no such thing. Well, you might be feeling the presence of God, lady, but I'm not. Yeah? But here's the key. The moment you go and ground yourself and say, you know what, there is a power greater than what I'm experiencing in this moment. I might not feel it, I might not know it, but I'm going to believe it because Reverend Maggie says so. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And if you don't believe that, or if you're having a hard time, you've got practitioners in this church. Their numbers are on the website. They will pray with you every day and every night, not late night. Okay?
Okay.
They are here to serve you. Peter said that. So you do not have to feel cut off from life. Because now what we put out there is what we're going to get back. Ta-da. So if we put out anger, then we're going to get back anger. If we put out hurt, we're going to get back hurt. So this is the creative force that we live in. But when we allow the richness and the anchor of who we are in God to support us in this, this will disappear. Guaranteed. Because it certainly has in my life. So if it works in my life, it's definitely going to work in yours. I'm going to move this back here. Hopefully you got that. My leg is broken. I'm going to put this over here because it needs to rest. We'll fix it later. So what I'm going to do on the midweek is I'm going to put out some of these words, okay? So that you can have them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I know you know my story. A lot of you have heard it. And years ago when I got called to go into the ministry, I had to go back to waitressing. Now I have to tell you, I would like to say that when I got called to the ministry that I was an enlightened being, but I wasn't. I had a lot of judgment about waitressing. I had to go, and that was the way to support myself and still be able to go to school, and because it was flexible. But I felt superior to waitressing. I felt it was beneath me, and especially the restaurant that I was going to, I'd never eaten there, so I wouldn't have eaten there. But they gave me a job. So I had a lot of judgment, and I was annoyed that God called me to ministerial school. You see, this is a work in progress. I am a work in progress. And God so loves me, and so loves you, that no matter what, if you get annoyed and if you feel cut off from life, you are still immersed in God, yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I didn't really like what I know. Okay, well, you got the picture, yes, you got the picture of this lady. Okay. So there were only two of us servers at the time, and we had half of the house, And I went up to the cook's counter and I got what I thought was my customer's food. And I picked it up and I took it to the table. And then the other wait person said, "Where's my food?" It was a patty melt. You see, I've never eaten a patty melt in my life. Now I like them. Anyway, so the manager called me over and he goes, "Maggie, we cannot have this ever happen again." Says I, "Duh." So I knew in that moment that I was going to be fired from this place, that I wasn't totally involved in. So I walked away from the cook station, and as I normally do, I go, "God, what happened?" The Spirit said to me, and I was already a practitioner, God bless me. Spirit said, "You are here to serve, not just in this restaurant, not as a practitioner, not as a minister, but you are here to serve everyone. And your life is of service. It's how we greet each other. It's how we live with each other. It's how we talk to each other." And I got called on it. And I realized that I was there begrudgingly and I wasn't there in service. And so I promised Spirit at that moment that from then on, I would be in service to the best I possibly could be. Have I failed sometimes? Oh, yes. But every time we do fail, you see, or we kind of make a mistake, we can start over again. We can renew ourselves. We can ground ourselves in God greater than ever before. Yes? Do you get this? So we've got to go deeper in who we are. And so that's also when I started telling people that this is the best dinner you've ever had. This is the best hamburger. This is the best patty melt. This is the best talk. Yes?
Yeah.
Because you're here today. Because if you're coming in and getting a hamburger, you're really hungry, aren't you? And the idea of knowing greater how God works in our life is what lifts us up. So how do we build ourselves up spiritually? That's what we're going to learn today. How are we going to ground greater in God and strengthen our roots in God? I use the Bible story of the woman who was sick and she was bleeding, and she was knowing that if she went after Jesus, it was when Jesus was doing all of his talking, and if she knew if she went after Jesus and she could just be touched by him, that she would be healed. And so she kept pushing through the crowds to get to him. And pretty soon she grabbed his garment and he turned and he said, "Who touched me?" And it was this woman. And he said, "By your faith you will be healed." Because you see, it wasn't Jesus that did it, the healing, as it was her faith that the healing was going to happen when she touched it. If we believe that no matter what we're going through, no matter what's taking place in our life, if we just see the roots that I showed you on the flip chart, going into the grounding of God, we will be healed. Your faith has made you whole. Let's think on this. Your faith is what makes you whole. Not a change in jobs. Not only green lights. You see, because even when we get red lights of life, that isn't against us. Maybe we need more time to ground in God. Your faith. And that's God calling. God's calling us all the time. God's always saying, "Think again, my child. What is it that you wish?" See, the woman believed there was a power that she could use. That was her faith. There is a power that you can use. And we build our spiritual muscle by our faith in the unseen and that groundedness in God. I would have pointed to the flip chart, but it's failed. And we study to assist us in changing our thinking. That's one of our philosophies here. Change your thinking, change your life. Now, Reverend Suzanne's got a class that's starting this week. It's Mastermind. Okay. And you're welcome to join us. Realizing that's also the hymn of God playing now. Okay, realizing there's a great power waiting to assist us is really important. I love, you know, I talk about this a lot, that I sit in my chair and I have all these books around me and I just talk to God. I say, what is it that will ground me? What is it that will feed me today? And there's always something that I pull out that God guides me to. Let God guide you through your difficulties. It's up to each one of us to ground ourselves in the fullness of God. We have to go deeper than our judgments, deeper than our old hurts, deeper than our past pain. Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Yeah. There's freedom in the groundedness of God. We got to go deeper than our fears. I don't know about you, but I get scared. And I got to give that to God. Our faith gives us strength to walk through the difficult times of life. And we've all been through the difficulties. And we didn't just have our last difficulty. It's part, you know, sometimes I think that's what life is about. Life is it brings up these issues or things that take place so that we can get stronger in our own divine, magnificent self. Because that's what we're here to do. We're here to discover that right where we are is divine. We are the beloved in whom God is well pleased. We're just not too sure about it. And are you willing to believe that there is a power greater than what you're experiencing right now? Anybody?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Are you willing to let go of challenges and ground yourself in faith?
Yes.
Yes. So I don't know about you, but I like to make notes. I like to make notes and I like to put them around my house. Anybody? It works because I need reminders. I need to be reminded. I can do all things through God. This is the day. This is my day of blessings. I've got that one. God always causes me to triumph. I want to put some of these in the midweek. God's favor surrounds me like a shield. That one's in my car because I drive a lot. Goodness and mercy will walk with me today. Goodness and mercy is walking with you today. Your vision of who you are and what you become has a tremendous impact on your life. Listen to this again. Your vision of who you are, what you believe about yourself, and what you can become has a tremendous impact on who you are. So I'm going to invite you to be the best you can be. And if you falter a little bit, then just say, okay, God, I need some help here. Okay, Spirit, okay. Whatever you want to call the infinite. Call upon God. Give your upsets to the Lord. I do that all the time. I have to. Because there's freedom on the other side of that. Learn to look at life through eyes of faith. See yourself successfully grounded in God. Are you willing to do that? Okay. I have a closing story for you. I like this story. There's this woman. She's very unhappy in her marriage. And so she went to her husband and she said, would you please give me a divorce? And he says, no, I won't give you a divorce. So she decided, well, if he would, this was in those days, you know, where they could say that. Thank you, God, we don't have that anymore. But anyway, so she decided, because she couldn't get a divorce, that she would sit every day and write herself a love letter. And so she just kept writing these love letters every day, wrote a love letter. I love you, and said all these wonderful things to herself. She didn't sign them because they were to herself, okay? And so weeks, months later, her husband found one of these love letters and he came running into her and he said, I can't give you what this person can. I'll give you a divorce. So she got freedom. But really her freedom started in her love letters to herself. And that's what we have to do, is fall deeper in love with who we are. That's kind of a silly story, but what it tells us is life will change. People around us will look a lot different if we fall in love with ourselves and we strengthen that love within us. Yes?
Yeah.
You willing to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can send me your love letters. No. Love letters every day. I deeply, completely love and accept myself. I am the light and the love and the glory that God shines through, in, and around. These are some of the things. Okay, good? Ready to take it into prayer. Okay. Ah, everybody breathe. So in our willingness to fall deeper in love with who we are and deeper into that light and love and glory that God is, we recognize that there is a power, a powerful presence of good that desires to work greater in each and every one of our lives than ever before. There is one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence by whatever name. God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved. There's only one. And it is here and present and available within you and within me. And it is here to serve each and every one of us, to strengthen us, to renew us, to refresh us in the love that is naturally our divine birthright. This is what I know to be true, that there is a greater power and a greater presence, that we are grounded in it, and we are points of power. We are part of the power grid of God's love. We are part of the power grid of God's wisdom. We are part of the power grid of God's confidence and glory. This is what I know to be true. And I know right here and right now that there's a mighty and powerful healing taking place in my life, in your life, and in the life of your loved ones. And as we claim and accept this today in a greater way, we recognize that it is our job, our call, our divine right to walk in the glory of God in everything that we do, in all that we are and all that we are yet to be, in the mystery and the miracles that are yet to be revealed, are here for you and me. And so I give thanks for this, and I just release my powerful word into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are definitely full of it, and we're proud of that, and we let it be so. So it is.
Amen.